Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I want to take you through three life lessons that you can learn from lifting weights. So these are lessons in weightlifting that you can apply to your life, or if you already know these things, you could apply them to weightlifting. So firstly, let's talk about weightlifting or lifting weight. When I say weightlifting, I'm really referring to resistance training. So resistance training meaning, you know, you've got a load and you're putting that load on your body. So that could mean that you are doing the challenge, you're trying to get healthy. Maybe you're a pro bodybuilder, maybe you're a powerlifter, maybe you're an Olympian, a strongman, or maybe you're just a sports player and you're doing resistance training. So these are life lessons that you can apply from your time lifting weights. Now, when we think about lifting weights, often we start to make these images in our heads or these narrative in our heads that's a very grunty type of a thing. It's a very strong and you need to be very bold to lift weights. And sometimes we forget there's very much an art to weightlifting, and it takes a lot of mental focus, mental stamina, and quite basically mental intelligence to be able to apply that to lift weight and bring yourself up. Right. So the first thing I want to do is take you through a little anecdote for our very first lesson. So this is an anecdote from me, and this is my time under a bench press. So I used to be so scared of a bench press that I would avoid it because there's a straight bar, you're lying down, you're holding the weight, and if you fail, the weight's going to crush you. Right. So I was so scared of that bench press that I just never did it. And the only way for me to overcome my fear was to practice and practice and practice to overcome it. So the very first life lesson here is about fear and how to overcome your fear. Because now the bench press would be my strongest lift. And when I'm training with other people, I'm often the one to bench press the most out of the people that I train with. And I'm not the strongest guy going around, and I'm sure there's many of you that are much stronger than me, but the point here is that my fear, what was once my genuine gaming anxiety, I was too scared to do it, is now one of my strengths. It's something that you can apply to your time in weightlifting, or I guess you could find it in aspects of your life. So maybe there's something that you are genuinely afraid of, you're fearful of it, and that might be something as simple as having a conversation with a coworker, an employer, an employee. Maybe you're having a conversation with a friend or a family member. Maybe you want to change jobs, change careers, and you might have a genuine fear to do something. But sometimes we can use that fear as almost like a compass. It's like our guiding star, because something that we are afraid of and we're fearful of might be something that is really one of our strengths. And I guess you can sit there and really start to think about it and go, okay, well, what am I actually afraid of, right? Are you afraid of injuring yourself? Which I was, and yeah, okay, I was afraid of injuring myself. But really what I was afraid of when I was doing the bench press was, I wasn't scared of the bench press. I was scared of failing on the bench press. So I was afraid of failure, right? And I think sometimes this fear of failure causes us to stop doing something or not attempt something, right? So let's say you in weightlifting, you're going to go for a max deadlift of, let's say, 100 kilos, right? You might have so much fear that you will never get there, or you have so much fear of failing that you don't want to practice a deadlift anymore. You don't want to load up 100 kilos on the deadlift because you're going to fail it. And you might find that you have the strength to complete that movement and then some more because you just have this fear. So the first life lesson here, guys, is to acknowledge the fear and try to think about what's on the other side of that fear, where you really start to stop and reflect and go, hey, okay, what am I actually afraid of here? Am I afraid of the thing that's in front of me or the thing that's behind that thing in front of me? So what I mean by that is that this idea of me on the bench press, am I afraid of the bench press crushing me? Well, yeah, but I'm not afraid of the bench press. I'm afraid of failing on the bench press, which once I made that realization, you know, I took a few steps to have some spotters with me, or I learned how to set up a bench press so that I had some safety arms with me. And then now I'm able to bench press. I understand where my limit is now. So then I'm never in a position where I'm going to fail, and I know how to actually eject if I need to. So, you know, there are some ways that you can eject from a bench press without crushing yourself, even though you don't have a spotter. But I guess as you become more advanced, you understand your limit better so that you never put yourself in a position where you could fail and eventually hurt yourself. The next life lesson here, number two, will be, I guess, a continuation of my bench press story. So while I was bench pressing, I got better at bench pressing and I slowly built up my weight. So I was able to bench press 80 kilos, 90 kilos, 95 kilos, 97.5 kilos. But it took me so long to get to 100 kilos in a bench press. And what I found was just the concept of a number to me was enough of a barrier mentally to stop me from completing the bench press at 100 kilos. So for me, I created a mental barrier that stopped my physical performance. And it took so long for me to overcome this barrier of a number that it was frustrating. And that frustration just caused a loop. And every time I would put on 100 kilos, no matter what combination of plates or people trying to trick me with changing the plates and such like that, every time that I thought it was close to 100, I would mentally make it harder for myself to complete the movement. And it wasn't until that day that I did get 100 kilos, which is actually life lesson number three, but we'll get to that in a moment. But the day that I did get my 100 kilo bench press, it was great. I was ecstatic. And you know what? 2 days later, I did 105. And the next week, I did 110. So what happened was I had the physical strength to complete more than that. But my mental barrier, this self-talk that I had, was stopping me from completing a heavier bench press than I actually did. And I'm actually going through something very similar right now. So right now, in the time of this recording, in Melbourne, we're in ISO 2.0. So COVID isolation 2.0, and I'm training in my garage and I've reconnected with weightlifting, as in Olympic weightlifting. And I've done quite a bit of Olympic weightlifting when I was younger, back in the CrossFit days of, you know, 2011, 2012 time. And while I was training then, I had the same struggles of 100 kilos. So I'd get 90 kilos, happy days, easy, 95, happy days, easy, 97.5, bit of a struggle. I'd get there, 100 kilos, could never do it, to a point where I gave up, right? What actually happened was I missed a catch and it fell from my shoulders, landed on my lap and pinned me to the floor, and I had to have two guys come up and lift the weight off of me. So that kind of caused a little bit of a fear in me, right? But every time I got to that number, I was scared, right? And now when I'm weightlifting, I was able to get 100 kilos quite easily. And today I was able to do 120 kilos quite comfortably. But what I learned from that was this concept of commitment. So when you're underneath the bar, when you're about to do a lift, you can't have any doubt. You can't have this mental barrier stopping you. You need to commit to that lift so that you can give it your all. And I think this is really highlighted in anyone who's done any Olympic weightlifting or powerlifting or any sort of strength sports where you've got a bar in front of you or a load in front of you, and you mentally need to commit 100% to that movement or you're not going to get it. And if you've done any sort of sports in general, let's say a 100 meter sprint, a high jump, any sort of athletics, maybe in high school, any sort of team sports, if you don't commit to something, you're never going to get there. So the second life lesson is all about this self-talk and this mental barrier and thinking of ways to overcome this mental barrier. And I want you to think about times in your life where you've maybe talked yourself out of things. Maybe you've had this self-talk and you've created this false barrier, which stops you from performing to your peak. And we know that there's a very strong relationship between our mental thoughts and capacity and our physical capacity. So I want you to think about that the next time you're training. And maybe there's a number or a load that you are afraid of just because of what the number represents. So let's say 100 kilos on a load, you know, we're going from 2 digits to 3 digits. It's just a number. It might be just an extra 2 kilos. Or maybe you're moving up on a set of dumbbells that you have at home or some sort of change. And I think when I'm making this podcast, talking a lot about weightlifting, but a common numbers-based problem that we face, that I face with clients and challenges alike, is the number on the scale, where we put a lot of focus on this number on the scale. And sometimes we need to actually take a step back away from a number or something that might be creating this mental barrier, disconnect with it so that we can actually overcome it and move on from it, right? Number three, in our third life lesson, is the concept of an environment. So back to my bench press story. The way that I overcame my bench press was I was training with a friend of mine that I worked with, and this guy, natural freak, just one of those guys, and I was watching him bench press 140 for 10, right? And this is a guy that was younger than me, a lot less fitness experience than me, and just repping it out. So in this moment, in this environment, I was like, hey, if this guy can do it, I can do it too. And what actually happened was I was able to break through that 100 kilos. A couple of days later, I was able to do 105, and a week later, I was able to do 110. Another example is a time when I was training in a garage with a bunch of my buddies, and my buddies were into powerlifting, right? Which isn't actually too long ago from the recording of this video. And they were all able to comfortably squat over 200 kilos, deadlift over 200 kilos for reps. And if I was unable to keep up with that environment, I would be left out. So what did I do? In conjunction with life lesson number two, I was able to mentally overcome certain barriers that I created so that I was able to train harder so that I can physically keep up with my mates, right? So I want you to consider that your environment really dictates your strength, and it really dictates your behaviors and your commitments. So if you are training alone, you will have a harder time to hype yourself up and to push yourself harder to become stronger than if you're training with a bunch of mates or a bunch of friends or a gym buddy who is somewhat stronger than you. Now, this applies to our idea of life lessons because of this saying where you are a reflection of your five closest friends. So if your closest friends are people that might drink on the weekend, smoke on the weekend, maybe ones that are happy to stay at home and order fish and chips or sit and watch Netflix and have ice cream, you know, these behaviors that we know are not conducive of a fitness lifestyle, then you are more likely to adopt those behaviors of your friends. So I want you to consider your environment and how important that is into maintaining a fitness lifestyle and making you a stronger weightlifter. Another anecdote comes from a time when I was in the best shape of my life. So I was the leanest and the fittest that I was. And I lived with a buddy who was another personal trainer. And neither of us were on a strict diet. We were both eating ad hoc and, you know, having this flexible diet. We weren't really following a strict training program. We just kind of trained. And lucky that we had a garage gym, so we trained with each other. But what ended up happening was both he and I lost crazy amounts of weight because this environment of our house, this environment of the gym, where we're almost competing with each other, we're able to get stronger, fitter, leaner without really thinking about it. So in summary, you are as strong as the people around you. And that applies to weightlifting. And that also applies to fitness, bodybuilding, and it applies to your lifestyle. As a bonus life lesson here, I think when we're considering our health, when we're considering our fitness, when we're considering our performance in sports, and then also our performance in life, you know, in business, with our relationships, with our social lives, with our family, it's important to take a moment to reflect. Now, when we're talking about reflecting, that really comes back to this idea of right now, maybe after you listen to this, is just to sit and think. And think about and reflect on what happened during those times. Now, when you're going through your weightlifting process, a great way to reflect is to actually record yourself and then you watch back the moment. So then what will happen is, you know, you might record yourself doing a squat, a deadlift, you know, a bicep curl, whatever movement it is. Once you've completed that movement, you could then watch the movement and then almost self-coach yourself and go, oh, hey, that looked great. Or, oh, hey, that wasn't as great as I thought it was. Or, yeah, that moved really well and it felt really crappy. Or whatever's happening, you can sit and reflect and go, this is how I'm going to get better next time. In life, I guess we can't always film ourselves in life unless you're on Instagram or TikTok or whatever like that. But a great way to reflect on your day-to-day life is to actually journal. So take some time, maybe after this podcast, to stop and think and write down. And you can journal as simply as a non-structured narrative of the day. I did X, Y, and Z. Maybe you want to answer some questions that you set for yourself. So maybe, you know, one win for the day, one thing that you can improve on, and then, you know, what are you going to do tomorrow to make yourself better? And then you're finding a way to stop and think and reflect and go, hey, these are the things that I did good. These are the things I did not so good. These are the things I did greatly. These are the things I did poorly. Now, if you can't find time to stop and journal, maybe you can find time just to sit and think. And some call that meditation, but it doesn't need to be a formal name. It can literally be you going for a walk with no music, nobody around you, and you're just walking around the block, just thinking and just reflecting on your day. Maybe if you're commuting to work, you can stop and think while you're driving and go, hey, okay, this is going to be a good day, or yesterday wasn't as great. And I'm sure that's probably things that you do already. So there you go, guys. There are three life lessons that you can learn from weightlifting or that you can apply to weightlifting. A little bit of a PD session. Hopefully I was a bit like Craig Harper or Tony Robbins one day. So life lesson number one was fear and using fear to guide you and asking yourself, what are you actually afraid of? What is on the other side of that fear? And sometimes it's not as big and scary as we make it out to be. Number two is about mental barriers, understanding the connection between our mental self-talk and our physical performance and finding ways to overcome that. And that could be as simple as changing numbers, because we're all really concerned about numbers, and finding this idea of a commitment. You've got to commit yourself to what task you are aiming to achieve. And then number three is to observe your environment and try to make changes to improve your environment, because you are as strong as the people around you. Remember that you take some time to reflect on your process, because that's how you're going to get better over time. Thanks for listening. Hope you found it helpful. And if you liked it, give me a thumbs up. Let me know that you liked it. See you guys. Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.